NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Obama is heading to Wisconsin today. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports it's the first stop on a five-state political swing for the president.
President Obama will be promoting clean energy jobs when he visits the ZBB Energy Corporation plant in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, outside Milwaukee, which develops renewable energy platforms. He'll also be speaking at a fundraiser for gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee. Later in the day, the president heads to Los Angeles to attend a couple of big-money fundraisers at the home of television producer John Wells. The money raised will go to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Hollywood luminaries such as director Steven Spielberg and singer extraordinaire Barbara Streisand will co-host a dinner with the president. Attendees will pay more than $30,000 per couple for the honor. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on the international community to step up efforts to help flood victims in Pakistan.
The people of Pakistan need food, emergency shelters, medicines, clean water. We are all deeply concerned about the spread of waterborne diseases.
Ban flew over some of the hardest hit areas in Pakistan and said he'd never seen such disaster on a widespread scale. Millions of people have been displaced by flooding in Pakistan. Hundreds are dead. New figures out today suggest China is now the world's second largest economy behind the U.S. and passing Japan for that distinction. Japan's government announced today its economy was valued at $1.28 trillion in the second quarter, slightly less than China's $1.33 trillion. Two astronauts are moving outside the International Space Station now. They're trying to finish installing a crucial pump. NPR's Joe Palca reports the new pump replaces one that failed 2 weeks ago.
NASA had originally hoped that replacing the pump could be done with two spacewalks, but it took that many just to remove the old pump. Station manager Michael Suffredini says the goal of the third spacewalk is to get the new pump in place and hooked up. But he knows that won't be easy.
That'll be a stretch goal. I think the team's up to it. We'll have to have a little more cooperation from the hardware, but I think we can get there.
Replacing the pump is considered a priority. Without it, there's no backup system to keep electrical equipment from overheating and making the station uninhabitable. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
The commercial shrimping season has just opened this hour in Louisiana. However, there is concern among shrimpers that Americans may steer clear of Gulf Coast shrimp, even if tests show that they are safe. Some of the testing of Gulf Coast seafood is being done at the Northwest Fisheries Science Center in Seattle. Gina Yulolato is a research scientist there.
The seafood from the Gulf of Mexico is safe. It's as safe as we can make this.
Yulolato says testing begins with smell and proceeds through lab work. This is NPR. Martin Keimer of Germany has won golf's last major tournament of the year. Keimer beat American Bubba Watson in a three-hole playoff yesterday to win the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the tournament will be remembered as much for the man who did not make the playoff.
That man is 26-year-old American Dustin Johnson, whose final round meltdown cost him the U.S. Open title a couple of months ago. Yesterday, Johnson had another painful ending at a major event. After missing a short putt on the final hole of regulation, Johnson fell into a three-way tie for the lead and thought he was headed to a playoff with Martin Keimer and Bubba Watson. But rules officials told Johnson he had illegally grounded his club, touched the club head to the ground, as he lined up his second shot of that final hole in a patch of sand. Even though it didn't look like a traditional sand bunker, officials said it was, and therefore Rule 13-4 applied. Grounding a club in a bunker is a two-stroke penalty. Instead of a chance to win the PGA, Johnson fell to a tie for fifth, while Keimer went on to win his first major title. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
It was 33 years ago today that Elvis Presley died. Fans holding candles filed past his grave last night at Graceland to mark the anniversary of his death. Spokesman David Beckwith described the atmosphere amid the thousands of people who turned out for the vigil.
It's somber, but yet it's joyful. People are enjoying, and they come back every year, and they're seeing people that they get reacquainted with.
Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977, at Graceland. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support